previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Morning. I feel like I'm feeling a little bit better.
Are you?
It seems like hope is on the horizon. So while the structural conditions that created the initial inequalities in South Africa are as a result of colonialism and apartheid, we know this, the worsening of conditions after 2010 is as a result of political negligence, incompetence and rampant corruption born out of a deep disconnection between the political elites and the real needs of the people. We know that South Africa is in urgent need of a complete overhaul from political and state institutions and very seriously the economy. So this morning, to create a little bit of a silver lining, we're chatting to Nelson Mandela University PR alumnus, 2015 alumni rising star and former Business Day editor Songezo Zibi. He's got a new book out called Manifesto, A New Vision for South Africa, and it's being launched tomorrow. But this morning he joins us on air from Johannesburg. Songezo, good morning and thank you for chatting to us.
Good morning, guys, and thank you so much for having me.
Songezo, I'm going to jump straight in. What was the thought process behind the book? What led up to it? Was it perhaps born out of the same frustration that we're all experiencing?
Yes, of course, it was born out of the frustration. At some point, I was very angry, and I think in many ways I still am, about how bad things have become. But there is also no point in just being angry. I had to think about what needs to be done. And I used the frame of a 27-year review. It's been 27 years since we attained political freedom in 1994. And I felt that we can't just solve problems in isolation. We need to look at what we got right in 94 and what we got wrong and how those institutional arrangements helped to get us where we are, plus some of the things that inform the soft underbelly of our society that we usually term as social cohesion in policy speak.
Songezo, Manifesto, A New Vision for South Africa. At this point, it is very hard for South Africans to see the silver lining. And I have to say, I'm really happy to hear you admit that you are just as frustrated and angry as the rest of us. Because a title like that, initially, one thinks, oh gosh, here's someone with their rose-tinted glasses and they're turning a blind eye to all the problems. What is the vision and what is it rooted in?
So what it's rooted in is, let me explain the not just the thought process, but the structure of how I set out what I believe is a manifesto for all of us, right? Is I center the constitution, firstly, because we fought for it very hard, and it's a very good constitution in many ways. The second thing is I've tried to understand the soul of South Africans generally, regardless of political orientation. And I think South Africans believe in public good. They don't like South Africans to be left behind because they're poor. They also believe in justice and freedom and equality. And these are the same values that are in the Constitution. They also happen to be social democratic values, which is the same kind of thinking you get in Sweden and countries like that. So that's what I centered my ideas on. The fundamental proposition is this. We need to stop waiting for a messiah, somebody with a big name to come up with big ideas to save all of us so that we can be safe and prosperous. Democracies don't work like that. It is the people who have to bet on themselves in order to change their lot. And therefore, what I provide is a blueprint for a new democratic participation and ideas on how to improve institutions, economy, and community.
Well, jumping on to what Lee was just asking, I mean, on your website, I'm reading what you said. You said, if there was a way in which what I've written in this book could be done tomorrow, I would have done it instead of writing a book. Those are powerful words. Are there any practical solutions in your book?
Yes, of course, there are many. I'll give you just two. The first is I propose a comprehensive reform of the electoral system, which includes doing away with provinces, so that your municipal districts are the same as your parliamentary voting districts, so that the issues that get raised by committees can be directly represented in parliament by MPs that we select. Part of the reason we have the corruption, the nepotism, the incompetence and so on, is because we don't even know who represents us in Bisho. We don't even know who represents us in Parliament. I can challenge you and the Algoa FM listeners to tell me if they know who their MP is. If you don't know who your MP is, they cannot be accountable to. That's the first thing. The second thing is policing, for instance, is a national competence. Many, the majority of municipalities have got no way of making the police commissioners, whether it's an area commissioner or a district commissioner, accountable to them for crime fighting because they're national competence. So you've got a community that is incredibly unsafe, but they've got no line to the police for accountability because we have to travel from Livana to Bisho, 500 kilometers away, to get some accountability for safety. It is ridiculous. Mm. It doesn't work. So I propose to change this comprehensively and just do away with it. As an example, it's not easy, but we have to fight politically for a new system that adequately represents us.
Sangweza, I read up that you said the book is not an analysis of South Africa's problems. It's an rather an outline of what we must change to have the South Africa of our dreams. That said, the 2024 elections are not far away. Many South Africans are looking for an alternative. Does the book offer enough information to help voters with a paradigm shift when the next election do come up in 2024?
I hope so, but you know, books such as they are, they can only reach so many people. One of the fundamental things I propose in the book is a change in mindset. And that mindset is accepting that if a democracy is a system of self-governance, a government of the people, for the people, by the people. If that is so, then it means you have to go to the polling booth with a different attitude, which is, I am going to choose who and how I am represented. And one of the things I have been proposing since the book launch, in every conversation, is that if a political party is not willing to fight for a more representative electoral system, do not vote for them. Do not vote for them. Vote for a party that is going to advocate for a comprehensive change in the law so that you can choose your representative and hold them accountable. So that's a practical thing people can do between now and 2024. What the book does is it helps you explain how that system would work practically. And it's just in one area of political reform. I deal with government reform, I deal with economic reform, and I deal with restructuring and capacitating communities as well.
Oh, Sangweza, in addition to being an author, I feel like you need to become a government official as well. You seem to know your story. Thank you very much. Just in terms of the launch, I know that that is taking place tomorrow, right here in your home province in the Eastern Cape, in Gqeberha, at the South End Museum. It's in partnership with your alumnus, Nelson Mandela University. How can people get there? Do they need to book? What do they need to do?
Yes, they need to RSVP preferably because the organizers are hoping to provide some refreshments and so on, and therefore we need to know how many people are there. That information is available on the university website. It's available on my Twitter handle, @SongezoZini. It's also available on Facebook, on my LinkedIn profile, on the NMU LinkedIn webpage as well. So if they can please go there, they're all the contact details. Just let them know that you're coming. Entrance is free. They just want to know that you're on your way.
It's been a long time coming, chatting about his new book, Manifesto, Sangweza Zibi. Thanks for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much, Kaiven. Have a good day.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.